Whiskey and Fuse Show here in Las Vegas. A savage journey into the heart of the American dream, as Hunter S. Thompson would call it. We're taking a lovely journey into the heart of the cannabis community here at MJ Biz. Here begins our coverage of the biggest event in our industry, the biggest event for our community. There are people inside we know. There are so many people inside that we don't know yet, but we're excited to be here, and we can't wait to bring you more coverage here on The Infuse Show. Ready, set, Vegas. It's day one of MJ BizCon, and I'm really honored to be here at Cannabis Talk 101 with Jessica and Salar. They've got the most impressive setup in the room by far, and the other thing is we're big fans of the work you do, so it's just so cool to meet you guys. Thank you both for your time.
Thanks for coming by. We're big fans of you guys too as well. Thank you for what you do for the community, what you guys are doing on the East Coast. Big fans of diversifying this wonderful plant, so thank you guys, yes.
Now, Jessica, now, this is a very impressive setup. Now, are you doing a certain number of shows from this location this week, or what do you got in store?
We are. So I think right now we have 12 scheduled, and then there's always celebrities that come by. There's always some surprise guests, a couple sitting right over there, which I won't name names, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have regular shows going every about 15 minutes to an hour.
All right. Well, look, you guys, I want to let you get back to what you're doing, but how do people follow you guys? If people want to find your programming,
we're available on all streaming platforms: Cannabis Talk 101, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple. Follow us at Cannabis Talk 101. Subscribe to our YouTube channel now.
All right. Have a great show. Hey guys, it's Nick from The Infuse Show, of course. We've made it. I'm standing atop the press room here at MJ Biz. They're showing us some love. We just talked to the PodConnects family, just checked in with Dan, met some amazing people downstairs. So now we're on the second floor of the show, and I want Frank to get a good shot of what's going on right here. Day one already. What a show. What amazing changes that they put in place. New ownership has really, really had some incredible vision of what this show could look like, and it's just amazing so far. I can't wait to bring you more of the second floor right here on The Infuse Show. I'm here on the second floor, day one of MJ Biz, and I was just dumbstruck when I went to Jesse's booth and saw the setup here that Multipon has. Jesse was kind enough to give us a couple of her moments to tell us a little bit about your product and your display here at MJ Biz. How are you, Jesse?
Good. Enjoying the first day of the show and busy.
I imagine you are busy. It's an eye-catching booth. What's the number one question you get when people are coming up?
What does it do?
So if you could enlighten our audience, what does it do?
Yeah, so we're weighing equipment. So we do primarily food package industry, but obviously we do cannabis, bun and shake, as well as gummies, all types of packaging materials. So yeah, high speed lines that go, this particular line will do about 40 weighs per minute automatically with no intervention.
Wow. Okay, so look, what states are you in play? Like, who can get in touch with you?
So we're based out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Okay. We're a German-owned company. Everything is made and manufactured in Germany, but we service all of the U.S.
All right, servicing all of the U.S., and we know a lot of people that in our audience that are producers, cultivators. How do they get in touch with your company if they're interested in your services?
Yeah, you can go to multiponamerica.com and check us out.
Jesse, thanks so much for your time, and have a great rest of the show, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
MJ BizCon is alive and well, my friends, here in Vegas, Las Vegas, the answer, no matter what the question is. And that answer today is MJ Biz. Guys, the first day has been fantastic. I don't know how many people they have total. We're going to bring you that number a little bit later. Frank and I had a blast making connections, meeting our PodConnects family who are here. We're going to be working together tomorrow and bringing you exclusive interviews on the second day of MJ Biz. But this was a great first day, Frank. I think we got some great footage to share with everybody back home. It's a blast being back here, though. So thank you to everyone who's involved in that. And a special thank you to Chris Walsh, the CEO of MJ Biz, and his secretary, Tess. You're awesome. We had to go through Tess to kind of get this process rolling, and she couldn't have made it any easier on us and the rest of the people covering it for the press here at MJ Biz. We'll see you tomorrow. Hello, good morning, and welcome to day two of MJ BizCon here in Vegas. The answer, whatever the question is, Las Vegas. And I'm so excited that I'm here with Mark Shepard, the founder and president of Neatcan. Mark, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, Nick. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, no, we really wanted to come by. I said to Mark while we were chatting before the camera started rolling that and on our Infuse team and our team from the sales joint, people have great things to say about Neatcan shows. So we wanted you to just tell our audience a little bit about your shows and the upcoming season of shows that you have on the docket.
Sure. I mean, the idea, obviously, you hear at MJ BizCon, it's kind of the same idea. We do cannabis conventions, the difference being that we do state-focused shows. So if we're in the New York show, all the content and all the people there, they're in the New York industry or wannabe. So we've kind of expanded out from New England, where we're from. We have shows in Boston, Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, Maine, New Jersey, New York, and Illinois for 2023. And each one of those shows is the biggest B2B event in that state.
That's outstanding. We have to make a point to get up to New England, see our friends from Nova Farms, see our friend Michael that covers the New England cannabis market extraordinarily well. Mark, as far as this show is concerned, what's been your experience so far? We're one day in.
This show, I've been coming to this show personally since 2015 when I first got into the event business. I think this is one of the best events I've ever been in any industry. If you can't make it here, then you probably should get out of the industry. Everybody's here. It's a great time. And it's just a great example of how amazing the people in this industry are. It's just such a great camaraderie and kind of just attitude here. It's so positive.
It really is positive. It does speak well of the cannabis community on the whole. But as far as getting the shows, talking about local shows that cover the state markets real well, you want to get to a Neatcan show. You really do. So how does our audience find you guys and information about the events?
Sure. They just go to Neatcan.com, Neatcan.com. We have links to every show. You can actually register for a booth right on the site yourself. Very, very easy. And all the info is right there.
Outstanding. Mark, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the rest of the show, and we hope to see you in the future.
Awesome. Thanks for coming by, Nick. Really appreciate it.
All right. See ya. Welcome to a very, very special edition of the Infuse Show here at MJ BizCon in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, as Robin Williams said, it might not be the end of the world, but you can sure see it from here. This is an interview I've been wanting to do. The gentleman to my left, I had his name penciled in, and he graciously agreed to give us his time when we spoke yesterday. My guest today is it's special to us at the Infuse Show, so on behalf of Mike, Francesca, Frank, and myself, I want to welcome Mr. Dan Homiston, the founder and CEO of PodConnects Network.
Wow.
Dan.
Very nice to be here.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure. Dan, I really did. I wanted to sit down with you and just talk about what you have going on with PodConnects. But before we get to that amazing network that you're building, because it's still being built and it's growing every day, I wanted to talk to you about this particular event on the calendar every year that's MJ BizCon. Now, you used to be in the game of trade shows years ago, and when organizing a cannabis trade show, I imagine it's got to be a little bit more tricky than, you know, throwing together, you know, a book convention or something like that.
Yeah, and you know, we actually, my first show I did here was in 2014.
Okay.
And before these guys did one, they did their first show in 2014, but we did ours in June. They did theirs in September.
Okay.
So we beat them to the punch. We were here first, although it's a whole other story. I could not find a hotel to let us do this. We ended up at the Hard Rock, way kind of off the strip. And even the Hard Rock, of all places, made us pull, we had billboards around town, and they made us change the billboards because they thought it was too aggressive, I guess.
Really?
It's a Hard Rock.
Yeah. Like, when they tell you to tone down and you're being too intense, you got to watch it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. But to answer your question, yes, it was very challenging to get our first show up, and we got a lot of pushback. Good news was, it was like the man bites dog story. When anybody saw the billboards that said cannabis podcast conference,
yeah,
cannabis conference or pot conference, I think hit the podcast. We had like a jackpot thing with it, and it was like weed coming out of it, and we got so much attention because of that.
Yeah.
No one had ever put a billboard up that had cannabis on it.
Right.
So we did. So that was the good news. The bad news was Hard Rock said it was too much. We had to take it down.
Wow. So take down the advertising. It's got to be difficult to advertise the thing, get it together. What is your opinion? Look at how MJ Biz has grown. This is the biggest one I've ever seen. It looks like it's swollen to a point where I don't know if the convention center can contain it once it grows beyond this.
I know, and you look down the hallway, and you're like, where does it end? It's like the main, right?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
main hall just keeps going. And I give these guys so much credit. They're really good at what they do, and they make it so easy for the exhibitors to come here, and for us, like, we're now the press.
Right.
Like, that's what we are. We're the press. They make it easier for the press, and I just think it's a great venue for people. The people that are exhibiting here, they're wiped out when they leave. They're wiped out because they do. I think they said 35,000 people are going to be here.
Wow, 35,000 attendees.
Yeah, it's just
the biggest one yet.
1,400 exhibitors. Yeah, they're doing a great job. Chris Wallace, I had him on my show a while ago. You know, it's a really good guy. Like, you can just tell when you're talking to him. This is a decent person.
And, yeah, yeah.
And I think he really is. You know, he's doing it for the right reasons. Like, I think they want to make sure this industry grows and this business keeps going and their business keeps going. And it's not just a take the money and run type of business. These guys are in it for the long game.
For sure. No doubt about that. And yeah, I mean, we're the press this year. It's amazing. It's incredible. We're up here atop the press room in the best seats in the house. And part of what we want to do, and like Dan said, the new guys on the block, we're hungry to get the message out. And speaking of getting that message out, we have to talk about the cannabis industry's fastest growing podcast network. Dan, I'd love to, for you, you know, give me some form of the origin story of how PodConnects came together.
Well, when I moved out of the trade show business, I took some time off to go skiing but I kind of wanted to keep my hands in it. So I moved out to Colorado, and I was just skiing, and I thought, I love listening to podcasts. I'd love to do a podcast. And this is back in 2018. So I started a podcast, MJ Bulls, and then I went out and met with people and, you know, told them I was – and they go, oh, I want to do a podcast. And I said, oh, I can help you do a podcast. That's not very hard. I'll help you do it. So before you knew it, I had two or three people. I was helping them do their podcast. We had a little network. I didn't know I had a network, but we had a little network. And I said, but I was trying to sell some advertising. I'm like, well, let's try to sell some advertising. And most of my advertisers were like, well, yeah, that sounds great, but how many people listen to your show? I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't have a ton of people listening to your show. They're really loyal, but it's not like Joe Rogan. Like, I don't have a million people listening to every episode. And most of the advertisers are like, well, it's just really hard for us to, you know, kind of quantify the value on that. And one of the advertisers just randomly said, hey, could I put this ad on every I'm like, yeah, I guess you could put it on all our show. Like, why didn't I think of that before, right? So that's how it started. And then when they got the technology to insert the ads into all of our old episodes and then being able to take them out. So they're not baked in. Like, we don't record it during the show. It's recorded before the show and it gets inserted in. And that just opened it up, because it's a pain in the neck to cut it out, edit it out. Imagine doing that we have close to 6,000 episodes on our network right now of all of our shows. And so that's how it started. And then I started reaching out to friends that I knew had podcasts. I said, hey, let's work together. And if you put your downloads and I put my downloads and this guy puts his downloads together, we can go to just about any advertiser and say, hey, we can get you this message. And that's really how it started. It was really, it's really been organic. And then I met you guys. Yeah. And I think we're at 50 shows right now. And growing. Like, there's a lot of podcasts that are, even at this show, are like, oh, Dan, I want to be on the network. I'm like, yeah, for sure, come on. You know, it's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool.
That is so cool. I'm glad you brought up the amount of shows that you have, the number of shows, because it's the most varied landing spot, one-stop shop you could get for cannabis. And to your credit, I admire how you have a landing spot for every kind of different content that could apply to cannabis. And that keeps, I know you aim to keep expanding that so that there is something for everybody. Friends of ours just came on, so you just are onboarding Feminized with Liz Groh. Are you excited about that one?
Yeah, Liz. And that was great, because I wasn't even aware of her show. We do have, I will say, to be honest, there are a lot of shows, a lot of cannabis shows. And a lot of them are just getting going, and they haven't really built up traction. So a lot of them don't hit my radar right away. And so what's great is I have this incredible network of people on our network, incredible group of people that are doing this. And they're like, hey, you need to join the network. Oh, yeah, I'll do it. And that's how we found Liz. Or, Liz found us, actually, mm-hmm. through one of our other podcasters. And it's so easy. Like, she just said, Dan, I want to do this. Here's what we do. Bing, bing, boom, done. And I was like, that was super easy. Real professional. And this is something that I think I always talk about the intangible benefits of anything. There's a few intangible benefits of being in, of what we've done that I wasn't really counting on when I started. And but the biggest one is the relationships. Like, you think, well, I'm going to have these guys all on the podcast. But I know you don't really think that you're going to start to build a relationship with everybody. You're just like, I'm going to sell their advertising for them. No, they become your friends. They become your family. We get to Vegas. Last year I came to Vegas. 2 years ago I came to, not 2 years ago, in the past I'd come to Vegas. I knew people. This year, my text is blowing up. Everyone's like, hey Dan, where are we going to meet? What are we going to do next year? We're going to have a meetup. So we're going to have, all of our podcasters are going to have a game plan, bring everybody together. We'll have to have a party or something, because it's growing fast. And like I said, these are like the people that I hang out with now. And I wasn't, when I come to these shows, these are the people I hang out with. Intangible benefit. Next intangible benefit is everybody has some special skill that they bring to the table.
Yeah.
And it's so cool, because I need something. I talked to this guy. I didn't even realize that the production capability that Liz Groh and her husband have.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Now we got that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you go down the list, just within our little small 50 group community, we're touching just about all of these special skills. And it gives you a lot of confidence when you're like, well, maybe we should try this. It's nice when you have 50 people behind you going, yeah, I'm doing it. Let's do it. And if you can't do this, I can do this. And if you can't do this, I can do that. So that's one of the intangible benefits of doing this.
And I don't want to let Dan be quite so humble there. That establishment and that building a community like you have, that's not easy. that's equivalent to alchemy. I don't know how you did it, but it feels like we're part of a neighborhood of people all rooting for one another, all trying to help one another. When we run into each other, a lot of us are meeting for the first time, but it's like we're all part of this big family. You did that, and my kudos to you. That's an amazing thing that you've built, and we're just so honored to be a part of it. I wanted you to speak to one thing, if I could get you to, about what you've built and why so many of us like or love being part of PodConnects. And this, I'm talking right to my fellow broadcasters out there who have yet to come aboard. I used to be in education, as I was telling you. I think one of the coolest things that you offer is you do call on that community, and we have monthly, like, they're like continuing ed sessions on how we can make our shows better. And like you said, there's always something there from another one of the team that makes you think, gives you a pause, says, oh, wait, we could do that, we could connect. How did that get started? It's one of my favorite things about PodConnects.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, I'll let you hold it this time. My thought was we need to do more than just sell advertising. I never was in the game where I want to buy something for $5 and sell it for $10. Like, I want to add value, bring value in addition to that. And I thought, like, I have a lot of questions, so I know about what we do. And I know other people within our group has a lot of questions about what we do. And some people have already solved those questions. And if they can share that information with everybody else, I think, you know, that was like, seemed kind of low-hanging fruit. So, like, we did, and the other thing is, there's a lot of companies out there that we work with that are now taking notice of us because of our size, and they're willing to share their information with us or have one of their people come on to talk to us. So, like, we did a show on editing, and I know it's boring for people that aren't in podcasting, but for podcasters, there's some tricks that make that job easier, and it's really nice and to have somebody that's what they do to come on and give you some ideas. We had an attorney talk about intellectual property, and I'm like, no, you could go watch a YouTube video on it, or you could do this, but it's nice when you can ask the questions and they're tailoring the talk to the PodConnects community. Like, they're tailoring it to us. So, yeah, that's my, and then we tape it, and then it's available to everybody if you want to watch it afterwards. So, I'm going to blow that out. I want to keep doing that and build on that one. I also want to, like I said, I want to start doing, like, whether it's definitely MJ Biz next year, I want to have a bigger presence here and have, whether we actually have our own booth and we have all of our recording there and people can come and listen to the record. Like, my dream would be, like, have a little stage where everybody does their interviews and there's people can come listen. I think that would be really cool. I might be getting ahead of myself. I'd love to have our own studio, and where, again, one of my dreams would be if we had a studio out where I live in, Vail, Colorado, so it'd be one excuse to come out and ski.
Yeah.
And then you could tape a couple shows and write the whole thing off because you're working. Like, I think that would be a cool thing to do. And then other shows like Hall of Flowers. I'd like to do Hall of Flowers. Like, I'd like us all to go to Hall of Flowers or maybe to New York or some of the other shows. So I think, I don't know where this is going to go. And I know investors just hate when entrepreneurs tell them, you know, they ask me a question. I'm like, and I've always, because I don't deal with investors, I don't have to deal with investors, but I hate when I always, I'm not 100% sure where it's going to go. I don't need to know where it's going to go. We're gonna grow this, and when we see opportunity, we're gonna go with it. And if the community will tell me where it's gonna need to go, and we're gonna, you know, hopefully we're all gonna enjoy the ride, and we're gonna be better in the end for being part of it. So that's more than I probably was planning to tell you, but I'm glad I, you know, give you some of the ideas in my head right now.
I certainly am glad too. And I saw Frank's wheels turning, and he was like, oh, Vail, oh, travel here. We're honored to be part of it, and wherever you go, if we're back at MJ Biz next year, we're going to be there, part of it, supporting whatever you need and whatever the rest of PodConnects needs. That sounds like an exciting future, and the fact that we don't know exactly where it's going, but we just know it feels right.
Yeah, yeah.
And hey, back in my education days, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the things that feel right or the things that you go towards. So that's got to tell us something. Dan, I wanted you to let everyone know, if there are people interested in becoming part of what you've built, how do they get in touch with PodConnects?
Well, obviously PodConnects.com, PodConnX, because everyone pronounces it incorrectly. I can't tell you how many times it's PodConnects. I'm like, I should have named it different. But it's PodConnects.com, PodConnX. And if you want to be, even if people want to start a podcast, like, we encourage podcasters to start. Like you said, everyone is really, really helpful within the community. It's not like, oh, I don't want them because they're going to do a podcast. No, there's so many people listening to podcasts. There's no way nobody competes with each other in this. So don't worry about that. And everybody's show is so different that you attract your own audience. But the big thing is advertisers. Help us get the word out. Like, that's what we're doing. We're getting the word out. We're doing our part to move the message forward, to educate the world on the plant. We're doing our part. But we need support, financially support, and that's what the advertisers, we can get the message out for you, and in turn, we can continue to get the message out. So if there's advertisers out there, we can get you on 100,000 downloads in a month right now, and that's growing. So your message could be heard on 50 podcasts 100,000 times in 1 month. I mean, that's a good way to get your message out. So yeah, that'd be great if they could do that. And before I let you go, I am really, really happy that you're on my team. I mean, this is good to have. And it's not just one person. That's the best part about it, is that you bring a whole team with you. And that was great too. So thank you for doing this. Thank you for believing in what we're doing. And let's just see where it goes.
No, look, we're the ones who need to be thanking you, Dan. I think I speak for everybody from PodConnects, because we're all on the floor and all of us are like, did you talk to Dan yet? Did you meet him in person? You got to feel like a proud papa that everybody's down here and we're working this show, and we're just proud to be part of what you built. So, the rest of the team, Francesca and Mike, aren't with Frank and I here in Las Vegas, but I do have to say thank you. Thanks for believing in the show, and thanks for giving people that are interested in broadcasting a place to land where they can learn and grow, because we really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm the one having fun. So keep doing what you're doing, and I'll do, we'll see where this goes.
We're going to see where this goes. This has been an amazing talk with Dan Humiston, the founder and CEO of PodConnects, the cannabis industry's fastest growing podcast network. He's been my guest today from MJ Biz. Next time we do the show, we're going to see you back from Delahoo, Delawatt, Delaware. Bye-bye, guys. Well, the bags are all packed. Let the roadies take the stage, as Jackson Brown once sang. This is the Loadout. Everyone making their way out of an amazingly successful MJ BizCon 2022. Day 3 was better than day 2, and it just seemed like everything came together this year under the tremendous leadership of this new management that's behind MJ Biz. Unbelievable improvements. We want to thank everybody at MJ Biz. We want to thank Chris Walsh and his team and Tess for having us and being part of the press corps that covered this event. It was truly, truly an honor. So we hope to be back. We hope to see you here next year. The Infuse Show's coverage of MJ BizCon 2022 endeth here. Thanks for watching.